we're back now, and it's my great pleasure to introduce to you the Reverend Vernon K. Walker of the Young Democrats Committee. He is the Massachusetts Policy Director of the Young Democrats. And just to give you a little background, Reverend Walker attended Penn State. He's from Philadelphia, one of my favorite cities. Earned a Bachelor of Science degree at Penn State. After graduating, Reverend Walker attended BU's School of Theology and earned a Master's degree in Theological Studies. And during that time, Reverend Walker also cross-registered to take courses at Harvard's Divinity School on nonprofit leadership and took a lot of other... is still a student of the game, if you will. Reverend Walker, welcome to MSO.
Oh, I'm glad to be here, Rick, and I'm so joyous to be with you.
I appreciate that.
Conversation with you here on Super Tuesday.
Absolutely, and, you know, looking at some of your accomplishments, the fact that you are a young man... so accomplished and very active and also working with respect to a vision of what good citizenship and maybe taking care of planet Earth is like. So I congratulate you on your efforts and want to take a look first, if we could please, of what the Young Democrats are in Massachusetts. What's the overall configuration and what is the vision of the Young Democrats?
Well, the vision of the Young Democrats is to engage young people under 36 across the state of Massachusetts who hold democratic values, who are interested in having a future with the party in regards to having a say in political matters related to the platform, related to their own community. So essentially, we are a group of folks, young folks, who the Young Democrats of Massachusetts is a part of the Young Democrats of America, and we're essentially a group of young folks who are politically engaged and socially conscious, and who care about the heart of our democracy.
And your platform, you're able, well, in your position to speak publicly on these issues, which you've done in Boston, I see a great deal, and you have several things that are near and dear to your heart. I wonder if you might speak personally to how you got to be involved with the Young Democrats.
Well, essentially, when I moved to Massachusetts, I was very interested in the intersection of faith and politics. So originally, I lived in Worcester, Massachusetts. And then I ended up working for a city councilor out in Worcester. And that really was my baptism into the political experience here in Massachusetts. I worked for her, as an organizer in the district. And that was really a wonderful experience of seeing how everyday policy, even on a municipal level, affects everyday life for regular folks like you and I. So essentially, my interest stemmed from wanting to be more engaged around political issues, because politics matters, and some people think that politics is just a nice fancy word and it doesn't really have everyday relevance. However, it does matter, and it does govern our lives from day to day, if we whether we're aware of it or not.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially, I got involved, and I sought after one of the city councilors in Worcester, and Sarai Rivera is her name, and she's still District 4 councilor, and I had a wonderful experience working with her.
When you talk to young people, do you relay that experience? Because you know, young people, for the most part, college graduates and so on, they're so focused on getting into a career, and a lot of them are worked to death by some of these companies. You know, you put in 70, 80 hours, but the importance of what you just said has to get across to them. And are you finding that there is more of, for want of a better word, more grassroots activism?
Yes, particularly with the 2016 election, the grassroots activism has just exploded and has grown exponentially. Since the 2016 election with Trump becoming the president, it has awakened the political consciousness of people whose political consciousness were asleep. It has enlightened, it has reinvigorated the political consciousness of everyday people. So more and more people are getting involved. More people are running for office on the municipal level, on the state level, on the federal level, et cetera, not only here in Massachusetts, but across the country. So I find that in this political environment, it's very rare that I run across someone from Massachusetts who isn't at least minimally aware of the politics that's happening in their city or town.
Well, and I also think that social media has just grown exponentially in that regard as well. People are so involved in social media, for good or evil, people are much more aware of what's happening. And the only thing that bothers me about that is, I wish people would check their sources for actual real content.
I wholeheartedly agree with you, Rick.
All right, now, tell me a little bit about your thoughts and your observations of what went on yesterday in terms of the primary season, because prior to Super Tuesday, I mean, this was like a volcano that exploded last night and yesterday with the two candidates withdrawing. So how do you look at it as the policy director at Young Democrats?
Well, I have my personal opinion of a candidate who I support. However, looking at, these candidates dropping out, I mean, it's expected, that time gets closer and closer to the Democratic convention in Wisconsin this year, more and more folks are going to drop out. Now, there's so many different theories and reasons why Buttigieg dropped out and why Amy dropped out. But I think it's time for the Democratic Party to unite around a candidate. And essentially, it looks like it's going to come down to perhaps Biden versus Sanders, and it'll be interesting to see what the results tell us tonight into early tomorrow morning in terms of these 14 states, including Massachusetts, letting their voices be known and the voters letting their thoughts be expressed, because without a vote, a person doesn't have a political voice. So essentially, I think it's just going to continue to dwindle down the candidates in the Democratic field, and I think it's time to for the candidates not to assassinate each other or not get so caught up in attacking each other that we lose the bigger goal. We lose sight of the bigger goal. So I think that it will be quite interesting these next several months as the primary season continues to roll on. But I like the energy that people are expressing. For some people, there was a sense of doom and gloom, after Trump won the presidency in 2016. But the positive thing that has come out of that, I feel, is that people are now more than ever before politically awakened and politically engaged, and in large part that's due to the social media influence, because of such, we now see people who haven't had opinions before express their opinions. So I think this is quite an interesting time in this primary season, and it's going to be very intriguing to see how this primary season finally shapes up.
I think it's going to be an interesting few hours, never mind a few months, but I'm fairly apolitical. I try to look from outside, looking in. And I wonder, when the people get together and debate. But the sniping that went on, I mean, is that normal in politics early on to try to, instead of going after the Republicans or Trump, a lot of the Democrats were sort of sniping at each other. But, again, I'm not a student of the game. So is that fairly normal and then the party unites afterwards?
Historically we have seen that. We've seen in 2016 where Hillary versus Sanders, and sometimes it's like a sparring match,
Okay.
you know, the primary season is just, you know, a game of sparring, you know,
mm-hmm.
and it's, you know, it's a, oftentimes we like to tell folks, it's not a sprint, it's a marathon.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in order to, I guess, get the coverage that someone thing sells and is repeated in a news cycle. So I think quite is a commonplace for a candidate to juxtapose what they believe against each other so they can present themselves as the best best candidate moving forward to represent the party. It's thankfully it hasn't gotten nasty, I would say.
Right.
But it is highly emotional because this is a highly emotional time.
I think my final thought or question is, Reverend Walker, in your position as policy director at the Young Democrats, are you in communication? Do you talk with people around the country, either by phone or however, you know, in travels or whatever? And if you do, what's the general sense of how Democrats feel this election season?
Well, I do talk to folks from time to time across the country, and some folks feel that that Sanders is too radical and Biden is too moderate.
Okay.
Some folks feel that Warren is too much of an idealist and not necessarily pragmatic. And for some folks, they feel that it's inevitable Trump is going to win.
Oh, boy.
But I said, well, no. I mean, no, it depends on folks being engaged and folks turning out across the state. You know, and I think these battleground states is really, you know, Pennsylvania, Michigan, the states that Obama, a few of those are some of the states, that those two states Obama won in 12, but obviously Trump won those in 16. So I think people are feeling a mixture of excitement and anxiety. But I think by and large, people are hopeful that because of the antics of the last 4 years of the Trump administration, that folks who may identify as independents may come over and vote in favor of a Democratic nominee in order to restore sanity and tranquility in the world, so they say.
All right. Reverend Walker, man, I really appreciate your talking with us this morning. I hope that you will stay in touch, and if you have something you'd like to promote, please let us know. And is there anything else you'd like to mention before I let you go?
Yes, please get out and vote. Your voice is your vote. If you're in one of the 14 states today, please go out and vote. If you're not in one of the 14 states, please look up when your state primary is and make your voice your vote. And particularly here for Massachusetts voters, get them souls to the polls, you know, however you can go. You know, whether if you crawl or catch the bus or drive or bike,
yep.
however you got to go.
Yep, the weather's not an excuse today.